It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 7th, 2018. Today's the birthday of Anglo-American novelist and prolific author of popular fiction, Taylor Caldwell, born in Manchester, England in 1900. She published under a number of pen names, including Marcus Holland and Max Reiner, and by her married name of J. Miriam Reback. In her fiction, she often used real historic events and persons. Taylor Caldwell's best-known works include Dynasty of Death, Dear and Glorious Physician about St. Luke, Ceremony of the Innocent, Pillar of Iron, The Earth is the Lord's about Genghis Khan, and Captains and the Kings. Her last major novel, Answer as a Man, appeared in 1980. She was born into a family of Scottish background. At the age of six, she won a medal at school for an essay on Charles Dickens. In 1907, she immigrated to the United States with her parents and her younger brother. Her father died shortly after the move, and the family struggled. At the age of eight, she started to write stories and, in fact, wrote her first novel, The Romance of Atlantis, at age 12, although it remained unpublished until 1975. She continued to write prolifically, however, despite ill health. In 1934, she began to work on the novel Dynasty of Death. It was published in 1938 and became an immediate bestseller. Taylor Caldwell was presumed to be a man, and there was some public stir when the author was revealed to be a woman. Over the next 43 years, she published 42 more novels, many of them bestsellers. For instance, This Side of Innocence was the biggest fiction seller of 1946, spending more than 6 months on the New York Times fiction bestseller list, including 9 weeks at number one. In 1947, according to Time magazine, her husband, Marcus Reback, discarded and burned the manuscripts of 140 unpublished novels. Her published works sold an estimated 30 million copies. She became wealthy, traveling to Europe and elsewhere, although she still lived near Buffalo, New York. Her books remained in high demand right up to the end of her career. In 1979, she signed a two-novel deal for $3.9 million. Also in 1979, Caldwell, who had been deaf since about 1965, suffered a severe stroke which left her unable to speak, though she could still write. As an author, Caldwell was praised for her intricately plotted and suspenseful stories, which depicted family tensions and the development of the United States from an agrarian society into the leading industrial state in the world. Her heroes are often self-made men of pronounced ethnic background. Her themes include ethnic, religious, and personal intolerance, the failure of parental discipline, and the conflict between the desire for power and money and the human values of love and a sense of family. She died of heart failure in Greenwich, Connecticut on August 30, 1985, at age 84. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 7th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.